First, jigsaw puzzles, bread machines, and manicure supplies are just some of the products that are booming during the pandemic. One item that hasn't gotten as much attention, e-bikes. An industry report shows that sales are way up. Last March, they jumped 84%, April 92%, May 137%, June 190%. E-bikes have all the elements of a traditional bicycle, along with a rechargeable battery and a motor. So the e-bike can do all the really hard work for you, like going uphill or into the wind. But if you're interested in getting one, there are a few things to think about so you don't wind up with buyer's remorse. Pam Moore is a freelance writer, speaker, marathoner, Ironman triathlete, and certified personal trainer in Boulder, Colorado. She wrote about the sales of e-bikes recently in the Washington Post. Pam, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Rob.
Well, e-bikes have been around for a while now, since I think the 90s. Why are they taking off so much during the pandemic?
Yeah, well, my understanding is there's a few factors involved. For one, it's a very pandemic-friendly activity. You can do it outside. You do it with your family, no matter what different people's level of fitness is. It's also, you know, some folks who have had to put a vacation on hold, they're finding themselves with a little extra money to put toward the purchase.
And yeah, how much are people plopping down to pick up one of these e-bikes if people have thought about it, but they have no idea how much the bill would be?
It's a huge range. I did some research. It can really range from as like $500 on up to $15,000 was the most expensive bike I looked into. But that said, to get a decent one, experts I spoke to indicated that you should look to pay about $2,000 for a good quality bike that you're going to have with frequent use for 5 to 10 years.
All right, that's enough money to where you don't want to be real whimsical and random about your purchases. Can you talk about some of the factors to consider when buying an e-bike? One is, I guess there are three different classifications. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's a great question. So class one is an e-bike that can go 20 miles per hour. Class two will go 20 miles per hour. And it also has, in addition to having a motor, it has a throttle. So where you're just like pressing a button and like whoosh, there you go. And a class three bike can go 28 miles per hour. And which one you want really depends on what are you going to be doing with that bike. That is the biggest thing to look at, is what am I going to be using this for?
Yeah. So what kind of, what might be best for, I don't know, I'm just going to tool around the neighborhood versus I'm going to take this out on a serious up and down course for hours and hours on end.
Yeah. Great question. So like if you're going around town with errands, like you're going to do groceries, maybe bring some kids around, you'd want a cargo bike. If you want to go on trails or gravel, a mountain bike. If you are, you know, like what you described, like a long winding ride, tons of hills, maybe you're commuting 30 miles each way, you might be better suited with a lightweight bike with more compact, like more aerodynamic geometry, like a road bike, so that you can maximize your battery life.
And one question you wrote about, oh, go ahead.
Oh, well, there's also folding bikes, which are really cool. You can put those in your car. So say you and your partner want to go on a road trip and you want to explore the area by bike, throw your folding bikes in the car, and that's great for you.
Now, one question you wrote about that I wouldn't have thought of, where am I going to store this thing? Why is that an important issue? How might it sway our decision making?
Yeah, that's huge. And I think people might not think of that, but the battery needs to be charged indoors. So maybe I guess the question is like, are you bringing a heavy bike inside? Like, where do you live? Do you have a garage? If you have a garage or a backyard where you can keep it without it getting too wet, that's good. If not, if you're going to be bringing it up to a second or third floor apartment, how heavy is it? You know, your 60-pound cargo bike is not a great fit for storing it in your living room somewhere if you're in a condo.
And you also write, you're not necessarily just buying this e-bike. You're also buying a bike store. What should we look for in the place we buy it from?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, for one thing, just for convenience, you want it to be close to where you live, because when you're bringing it in for service, that, you know, that just makes it convenient, number one. But number two, how do you feel when you go in there? Do you feel like they're just trying to sell you some bike that they can't move? Or are they really trying to find a bike that's for you? Because you're going to be going back there, not just for maintenance, but also for software updates. So you want to be comfortable with them and you want to feel like they're on your side.
I want to ask about that $15,000 bike. Like, because I'm trying to figure out what a bike could do that would make somebody spend that kind of money on. Is that like a hover or something? What is it? What do I get for my $15,000?
It looks, I mean, the one that I'm thinking of in particular, it was a Specialized that I want to say it's made of carbon fiber. Don't quote me on that, but very lightweight. Looks like the kind of bike that you'd see the Tour de France riders riding on, a road bike. Very aerodynamic, very light. Then, oh, and high-end components like the drivetrain, the shifters, the brakes, all the moving parts are going to be as high quality as possible.
Now, some of my crabbier friends, Pam, have said, yeah, e-bikes, you're supposed to be out getting exercise on a bike. Why would you want it to do the work for you? I mean, you do Ironman triathlons. You're not somebody who avoids exercise. What is the appeal of an e-bike to you?
To me, it's just fun. Like when I think about taking my normal bike to the grocery store, I'm like, okay, then I got to attach the Burley. Then I got to like figure out exactly how my groceries are going to fit in there. And I'm going to be sweaty when I show up to the grocery store. I don't always want to show up sweaty. Maybe I just want it to be easy. Maybe I just want it to be fun. And I was surprised by how fun it was to test ride e-bikes. It was, you just got to try it. It's really fun.
As we wrap up, Pam, it's spring and it doesn't look like biking weather in Wisconsin. I think you just got some snow out there in Colorado too, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Are you just eager to get out riding on whatever kind of bike you can get out on?
Absolutely. Yes, I am.
We'll leave it there, Pam. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Pam Moore is a freelance writer, Ironman triathlete, and certified personal trainer in Boulder, Colorado. We talked to her about the growing popularity of e-bikes during the pandemic.